Omnia, A Silver Ships Novel, by S.H. Juha. Narrated by Grover Gardner. Chapter 1. Daylon. This is Captain Cordelia of the Freedom, calling the orbital platform above the Daylon moon. The Sade, a self-aware digital entity, sent via the ship's comm. Her voice was relayed through the speakers of the city ship's massive bridge for her fellow Harricans, who were arrayed around the bridge and anxiously awaited the reply to Cordelia's hail.
"This is the Daylon Orbital Station, Captain Cordelia," a voice was heard over the Freedom's speakers. "Your ship isn't in the Confederation's database. Please state your ship's origin and the nature of your emergency."
"We've no emergency, sir," Cordelia replied.
"Then state your intentions, Captain."
"We're volunteering no information, sir," Cordelia replied. "We're informing you that within a day and a half we'll be in a stationary position relative to your moon. We've business to conduct with those individuals below and would appreciate no interference from you."
"Captain Cordelia," the voice replied, "we're duty-bound to inform you that this is Confederation space, and the people on Daylon are Meridian citizens. You've no authority here, and we require you depart this system immediately."
"You've a most interesting manner of treating your citizens, sir, incarcerating them on a dead moon in a dead system. But you've touched on the reason we're here. We wish to ask your independents whether they want to remain Meridian citizens." Cordelia waited patiently for a response as the silence dragged on. The Sade could imagine the intense discussion taking place on the platform's bridge. It was unnecessary for Cordelia to check whether the connection was still active. An app in her crystal kernel, which monitored the ship's comms system, would inform her immediately if the link was dropped. When no reply seemed forthcoming from the platform, Cordelia glanced to her left at Alex Racine, wondering what the architect of this jaunt into Confederation space was thinking. Alex leaned against an unattended bridge panel, arms folded and his eyes staring into space, while he waited for the conversation to continue.
"Captain Cordelia, this is Maynard Scullers. I'm the manager of this orbital platform, and I respectfully request you include my staff and me in your discussions with those below. You see, we're all independents here." Maynard heard the delightful tinkling of silver bells, musical and soothing, over the platform bridge speakers. He glanced left and right at his operations personnel, who wore myriad expressions ranging from smiles to confusion.
"Captain, am I speaking to a Sade?" Maynard asked cautiously.
"Yes, Sir Scullers."
"A Sade who's the captain of a Libran city ship. Is Alex Racine aboard?" Maynard asked, hoping with all his might that liberation was sailing toward him. Cordelia glanced at Alex, who shrugged his shoulders, which she took to mean that it was her decision as to how she should choose to answer. Tatia Tichenko, Harrikan's ex-admiral, smiled and gently shook her head. Everyone who worked in Alex's immediate sphere was forced at one time or another to apply their own interpretations to his favorite enigmatic gesture.
"He might be," Cordelia replied, drawing out her words, as she often heard Alex do. From the Freedom's bridge speakers burst the sound of laughter, cheers, and clapping, originating from what was obviously a room full of people aboard the orbital platform. Maynard regained some control, hushing his people, and leaned into the comm pickup to ensure he was heard.
"Well, Captain Cordelia, I can't speak for anyone else aboard this platform or below, but you can sign me up."
"Sign you up to what, sir?" Cordelia asked.
"I don't care, Captain. If Alex Racine is involved, I want to be aboard." The twins, Etienne and Alain Delong, exchanged glances.
"Well, we've definitive confirmation," Alain sent to his creche mate via implant, the tiny comms units in Harrikan cerebrums.